Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh says India will make a gradual shift from using fossil fuels to renewable sources of energy such as solar power. The Prime Minister was unveiling a national action plan to deal with the threat of climate change in New Delhi Monday. But a member of the Prime Minister's Council on Climate Change, Sunita Narayan, says increasing the use of alternate energies such as solar power will be a tough challenge.
But I think it's important that India has made it part of its plan and a centerpiece of its plan. But I think that's not enough, because we will now have to make sure that we can make it happen. And it's not going to be easy. No part of the world has made solar a central part of its energy supply. If you look at the entire world today, solar, wind, geothermal all together are less than 1% of the primary energy supply in the world.
India relies heavily on coal for power generation, as it is abundantly available. The coal-based plants account for a large part of the country's carbon dioxide emissions. The Prime Minister reiterated India's commitment to ensure that its per capita emissions of greenhouse gases do not exceed those of developed nations. But the new action plan makes no commitment to cutting overall emissions. Despite mounting international pressure, India has refused to make any specific commitments so far on reducing greenhouse gas emissions, pointing out that its per capita emissions are a fraction of those in rich nations. Prime Minister Singh says that convergence of per capita emissions in developed and developing countries can be the only basis for any global agreement on climate change. Sunita Narayan says India feels developed countries have a larger responsibility to cut emissions.
We also know that in terms of our development and our growth today, we are already emitting much less emissions than the developed world did at the time when it was growing, which means that our energy intensity is lower than theirs at the time of growth.
Developed countries say India must reduce emissions because it is one of the world's top polluters. India, a country of 1 billion plus people, says it needs to use more energy to power its growing economy and lift its people out of poverty. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.